Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. Convention week is upon us. It's truly going to be we're in truly some exciting times in Prepaid Legal. I know we had a phenomenal month of August, and I know September is going to be even better, especially with all the momentum going to be created as we come out of the convention. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to millionaire club member, six-figure income earner, platinum executive director. But most importantly, guys, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, we are all eagerly anticipating all the exciting announcements that will be made in Dallas this week. And we've got a couple of quick announcements. Hopefully, did Mr. Jeff Hughes get on yet? I don't know if he's got on yet, but I want to let everyone know. Doc, are you on the speaker code, Mr. Doc Wilson? Okay, he may not be on the speaker code, but we want to let everyone know that they can pick up their More Success Team Spirit Convention Packs, assuming, of course, that you pre-ordered them. We're going to have a table set up at the Hyatt Hotel, which is the host hotel. It's listed under the Packet Pickup More Success Team. That'll be open from 6:30 to 10. And we're trying to set up near the prepaid legal registration area. There should be plenty of signs and employees to point you in the right direction. But just remember, this is the only time you're going to be able to pick up these convention packs or to purchase their Thunder Sticks or team wristbands. If by chance you can't make it, just please arrange to have another team member do it for you. And if you have any questions, you can just please just let me know. But we've almost sold out of the More Success Team T-shirts, and what we have left is available strictly on a first-come, first-served basis. They're $10 each, but there is a good supply of the Thunder Sticks and wristbands that are available for purchase. We're going to make those available for $1 each. But if you have any questions about this, if you'll just call Perry Parker. She's a director on a More Success Team that's leading this, and her telephone number is 254-396-0678. Again, that's Perry Parker, 254-396-0678. And did Mr. Kyle Kimbrell get on yet? All right. What we'll do is come back to that last announcement at the end of the call. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member now in his 27th year with Prepaid Legal, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy, willing and waiting, and very happy to introduce this next guest.
All right, sir. Take it away.
Well, you know, Randy, first of all, this next guest has become a friend, and he's a great friend of the More Success Team. He spent 18 years in the printing business. He always dreamed of owning a business with no competition, with huge market, no employees. And really, Randy, when you think about it, that's kind of a dream come true, really, isn't it? He worked his way all the way up to $1 million ringer, platinum executive director. He's on the corporate marketing team. He was co-CEO of Prepaid Legal, none other than our very own Mr. Mark Brown. Mark, welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks, Ken, very much. Really, really a pleasure to be on the call with you, and it's been great, the relationship and the friendship we've all had over the years and working with Prepaid Legal. And it's an honor to be on your call real quickly. And, folks, I always enjoy being on this call because of what Ken and his family stands for. It's I think they bleed black and gold, and that's the way I am. And want to tell Ken, if it's all right, I was going to talk about a little bit about my story, but I want to give you a little different spin to it, okay?
You do what you feel free, Mark. You got free liberty on our call.
Well, in light of what's transpired the last year, I wanted to kind of tell you a little story. And I don't usually talk a lot about income, Ken, and the only reason is, I've just never been comfortable talking about all kinds of money, and it kind of sometimes, in my mind, makes money maybe a little too important. But trust me, I'm in the business to make money. Not trying to be a saint about any of that. Never have tried to be a saint about that. I just don't like to, you know, it's against my nature to brag, seriously. I really, honestly, never try to do that. But I want to tell you just a story, and I want to relate it to what's happening in Prepaid Legal right now, if I can. And I've told people this story many times. I'm going to go through this real quickly. A long time in the printing business in West Fort Worth and in the mid-cities, most of those years, and found Prepaid Legal through a printing customer, sold me the membership. I used it. It worked. I started telling people about it before I became an associate, just telling them about how the membership worked, just like you would a good movie, a good book, a good restaurant, something of that nature. It's great to share positive things with people. And enough people became interested in what I was not trying to sell them. Does that make sense, Ken, that I wasn't trying to sell it to them?
Well, in fact, that kind of intrigues them, I think, Mark. When you're talking about something, you're not trying to sell them. You just tell them how good it is, how much you appreciate it. They start to get interested. They start to get intrigued. They want to know what's going on.
Yeah, and I not only was I not trying to sell it to them, had no intention of trying to sell it to them, I couldn't have sold it to them if I wanted to and didn't know how to sell it to them, didn't know anything about anything other than my situation, what had happened. But anyway, the point is I became an associate after a few weeks of seeing and experiencing people being interested, and I wanted to get out of the printing business anyway. I was looking for another business, not a networking business so much, but just something else I could do without getting a job. So I went full-time with Prepaid Legal April 1st. I always consider April 1st my full-time start day because up until then I was doing the business part-time, had already gone to the convention, which coming up this week, I think it's just a key thing. Even if you're not registered, go, folks. Show up, do a walk-in. You need to be there. Probably the biggest catalyst in starting my business off was going to that convention, which Dave Savola told me I should go to. But April 1st, I consider my full-time start because up till March 31st, I still had the printing business. But what I did is I sold it off piece by piece, a piece of equipment by equipment, and didn't sell it as a business, just sold the equipment off so I could get rid of it quick. I was a full-time prepaid person April 1st, 1995, and I started blindly because back then, Ken, there really wasn't training like we have it today for fast start and to understand the product and all those kinds of things. So I went out and tried to learn it myself, was fortunate in getting directed to go to Catherine Walden's group school. April 15th, 1995, right around the time of the Oklahoma City bombing. I'll never forget that, Ken. In fact, Ken Moore, at my first group school there in Ada with Catherine Walden, I don't know if you remember this, Ken, but you actually did the introduction and kind of kicked the school off. And I'll never forget that, by the way. So I learned about the membership, the product, how to sell it, the terminology, the vocabulary. I learned about the compensation from Catherine Walden's group school. It was a three-day school at that time. And between the convention and the group school, I came back fired up, and I started talking to everybody. I had appointments every hour. If I wasn't talking to somebody trying to sell a membership or open a group, I was recruiting. And here was my schedule, Ken. And I'm not telling anybody to do this, not recommending it, but this is just how fired up, excited I was about it. Every day, Monday through Saturday, from 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock till about noon, I went out and called on businesses of some sort, just exposed them. And from noon on, or from about 1 o'clock on, I did nothing but recruit. I would meet people at coffee shops, anywhere I could meet them and expose them, and drove them to the opportunity meetings we started and the luncheons we started. Now, along in that group, that big recruiting drive that we were doing, we recruited some people that like group marketing, Ken. We recruited some people that like small business plan. We recruited some people who like CDL. We recruited some people that love to recruit. Now, I just duplicated what I learned. What fired me up was go to the convention, go to the group school, recruit people and teach them to produce. So that was my business model. Let me tell you how that worked. There was a contest, Ken, and I bet you'll remember this in 1995, that if you did X, and I forget exactly what X was, but if you did X, you got your airfare and your hotel and your tickets paid for to go to a special end-of-the-year party in Branson, Missouri. And if you did Y, you got the hotel. And on down the line. Well, my wife and I won that whole trip, that summer, or winter of 1995, and I was able to attend that Branson function. In fact, I still have one of the single-page newsletters to prove this. I got to attend that function at the year end of the year, 1995, I think it was the first part of December, as a gold executive director. And I want to tell everybody that by embracing the business and helping people learn how to make a living in the business, recruit and teach them to produce, whatever produce means. It could be more recruiting. It could be recruiting plus selling memberships. It could be group. It could be any combination. But recruiting and teaching people to produce got me a situation in December. I made about $18,000. And, folks, that was before executive director breakaways and a lot of the extra commission we have today. Again, Ken will remember this vividly. In January, I made almost $20,000. In February, I made $38,000. And in March, I made $58,000 of 1996, okay? And not trying to brag about that or boast about that. Back then, we got paid twice a week. And I remember in February and March, each time we would go to the mailbox and get a check, my wife would just look at it and go, "What the heck is going on here?" Because we were broke. But Ken, the business built because, A, the product worked, people got paid twice a week, and we supported them. We had great meetings. We had meetings in Fort Worth. We had meetings in Dallas. We had luncheons in Fort Worth, luncheons in Dallas. Just made sure, and back then we had a hard test in Texas, so we figured out a way back in 1995, we figured out a way to help people study for the test and get them to pass the test. And that continued on down the line. And the whole reason I'm saying this, folks, is, and Ken, I hate to keep referencing you, but you were there before me. You know that all these things are true. This is exactly how they happened. But here's why I mention all this tonight, folks. I feel like I kind of started as a pioneer in a way. Okay, the product was in place, but you know what, Ken? I believe the legal plan was only in place in about 30-plus states because in the other states we sold another product that was because the legal plan hadn't been approved in the other states yet. So, folks, we had a little bit of we had a horrible test in Texas. We were kind of handcuffed in a way, all right? But we made it work by sheer determination and love for the product. And Harlan was there to say, "Man, whatever you need, we'll support you. Let us help you. Do whatever we can do to help you." And when you know you have somebody like that behind you, and you believe in what you're doing, you can make anything happen. And so I kind of relate that to what's happening in our business now. The people that now own our company, they paid almost $700 million for it. I paid $49, Ken, back in 1995, okay? And I fell in love with the product and fell in love with the opportunity. They are the same way. They fell in love with the product and the opportunity because Noah Rubinsky, one of the Mid-Ocean folks, his family, his mother, and then him, they own the membership way before he worked for Mid-Ocean. When he went to work for Mid-Ocean and they get together periodically at their office in Manhattan to talk about where the investments and what they should look at, he brought up prepaid legal because he loved the product. It worked. He was always enamored with it. Noah Rubinsky is the reason that Mid-Ocean came to prepaid legal to look us over. Ended up buying the company. Not to break it up. And, Ken, I'm going to digress just a minute because I think it's a halfway decent analogy. I don't know if anybody on the call saw the movie Wall Street or not, but sometimes when a New York-based company, especially private equity investors, come in and buy a company, I think people harken back to that Wall Street movie where Gordon Gekko bought the airline, and then once he got it, the overfunded pension fund, he sold that, which was worth hundreds of millions, and the airline and the airplanes and the routes, and he made a ton of money by breaking up the company. Well, folks, Mid-Ocean came here and paid just under $700 million for our company, not to break it up, because, Ken, if they broke it up, what could they sell? The home office for $30 million, maybe $35 million, the office building, the two airplanes, maybe $10 million for both of them. I mean, I'm guessing here, but I think it's a fairly accurate guess. Our other buildings in Antlers and Duncan and our equipment and our computers, let's say we go crazy, and let's say they could get $75 or $80 million for everything prepaid has. They paid just under $700 million. They didn't come here to do anything like break it up or anything. They came here to grow it because, just like me and just like Ken did, we fell in love with the product and fell in love with the opportunity. They fell in love with it to the extent that they paid just under $700 million for it. And so if I can, and Ken Moore can, and a lot of other folks on this call, if these folks can go out and build a business, a home-based business, for goodness sakes, and a guy like me who wasn't making, who was broke, can make $58,000 in a month, and that's before the RVP program, that's before anything extra, this is pre-RVP. This is, we're talking March of 1996. Ken, I believe everybody on this call can do it.
Mark, you're absolutely right. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I can tell you one thing. Back in 1995, what I remember about that, we went on the river boat, and the man had the talking dog. Remember that?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But you're doing a great job. I tell you, everything you said is absolutely, absolutely true. And I, like you, I was so broke that I had to borrow money from my sister-in-law when I started prepaid. But I'm not broke any longer.
Well, my buddy that recruited me used to, and Wilbur Smith used to say this, and now I've forgotten exactly how it went. He was so, what was it about the dime? You could tell if it was heads or tails or something?
Yeah, he was so broke that we could step on it with his shoes and he'd still feel it to that, and he could tell if it was a dime.
That's right.
Which side it was on.
Ken, I was so, I don't want to say destitute because I was, I was motivated, I was excited. I didn't even think about money, really. I knew I needed it. But I was so broke, so I could keep my little office in the summer of 1995 because I didn't want to bust the lease and ruin my credit. And I thought, well, I can work my prepaid legal business out of this office, which I did for the first 2 years. Me and the guy that recruited me, we were so broke that on Sundays in the summer, in July and August of 1995, we painted the stripes on the parking lot of that office building for the rent, so we could stay there. But, folks, it was the best sweat equity I ever did because we all believed, and just like Ken and his family and the other leaders on this call and you folks, you all believe. I believe this is, there's unlimited opportunity. I always tell people, look, I wanted a business without inventory, overhead, and personnel. That was my dream. And I found a business that has unlimited income potential, minimal investment. You get to choose the people you work for or work with. You got tax credits, for having a home-based business. You got travel benefits. I mean, what else could you want? So, Ken, I'll throw it back to you, sir.
Well, listen, Mark, I really appreciate what you said, and you're right. And by the way, I did see Harlan today. He said, tell everybody hello. And, Harlan Stonecipher may not just be on the scene like he was, but Harlan Stonecipher, for a lot of you don't know, still has his office. Even though he's not in the mid-ocean, he has his office right there in the home building. And actually, Harlan and I get together at least once a week, and he just wanted to tell everybody hello, and he's behind us 100%. And I agree with Mark. They did not buy this company to do that. They bought this company to make money. The way they're going to make money is for you and I to get out and market the membership, and what better way to make a living? If we get out there, we're marketing the membership, we're going to pay it. They're just going to bring more to the table than we ever had before. Nobody will ever take Harlan's place or Wilbur's place, but, life moves on, and like Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years, we hadn't been in the wilderness. We've been coming up, but we've had 40 years, and then after that, Moses didn't move over, but moved over to the promised land, didn't they, Mark? They moved over.
Yep.
It's time, folks, for us just keep on moving. We've been on the promised land. But let's escalate just a little bit more and just go a little bit higher and take advantage of what's been laid to us and put before us. If we don't become successful in this business, we decide, oh, well, they're not treating us right. We need to sell lotions and potions and skin cream and jumping beans and whatever like that. Well, that's fine if that's what you want to do. I've been 27 years in October, starting my 28th year with prepaid legal. It's been a good trip for me. The worst time financially with prepaid legal has been better than the best times I had financing before prepaid legal. And if I didn't believe in it, Mark, I certainly wouldn't have got my mama in. If I got some son in, but I would have never got my mama into the business. Cause
that's
been,
right.
I didn't mean to take over from your call, but I just
right
get...
On.
Oh, by the way, so everybody know on this call, the blood clot, the doctor said they couldn't operate on but my heart and everything. People kept praying about it. I had my checkup last week. The blood clot's gone, so thank you. So I'm kind of feeling excited, Mark. I'm just ready to get out here and get after it. Can't hardly wait to get over there to Dallas and see you and see all the other people. And, Mark, I know you can still give them a few tips, but, you know, we had some hard times, but they were good times. We learned from those times. We appreciate what we got now better than someone that didn't go through them. I hear a lot of people say today, look, said, man, I wish I started when you do. I'm not sure they really do, because when Wilbur and I started getting the 5 months advance, we sat down one day and we had lunch. And he said, you know, with this 5 months advance, we can make it now, can't we? Because we was getting advance. In Oklahoma, the price then, we made $42.60 at director level. You had to sell a lot of memberships. I remember when Wilbur and I went out in 2 days and sold 158, and he called Harlan and said, look, said, we just killed a fatted hog. And you remember the old building, Mark, where you had to wind up the stairs? When we got back, Harlan had a red carpet down there with a girl standing on each side, and Wilbur and I thought we died and went to heaven.
There you go.
You've been doing a great job. You've been a friend to this team, and we appreciate you very much. And I know there's going to be a lot of exciting things. And Randy and I both like what you said about, and Jeremy like what you said about, you know, getting there and doing everything and escalating. You got to be at the convention, folks. This is it. And by the way, we got to congratulate Jeremy one more time. Jeremy's team that he put together, his production over the month before, he doubled it and also doubled the recruiting. Like Jimmy Parrish made platinum again. Ron Kite had never made platinum before, made it. So many of our team, Mark, just flat stepped up this last month and got out there and said, well, everybody else can whine or sit around or gripe or do what they want to. I'm going back to work. And the people who went back to work, they're beginning to reap the harvest. And it's just become, because you know and I know, Mark, you had to plant a seed. You talk about sweating. A lot of sweat and hard work went into this business. But no crop has ever been made till you plowed the field, you put the ground in there, let it fertile, and when it come up, you watered it and nurtured it, and pretty soon, if it's corn or whatever, you had a good crop. That's the way it is with prepaid. We have to nurture it, we have to build it, we have to do the calls, we have to do the presentations. But if we do them properly and we do them right, some will come up faster than others, but at all in time, we'll have a good crop. I didn't mean to get started away, but I've been just last little bit of it. Randy, I know you have some things for Mark.
Well, all I want to do, Mark, or Mr. Brown, excuse me, is just thank you so much for being a friend of the More Success team and always being able to be on our calls and share your wisdom with our team. I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you and Denise and everything that you've brought to prepaid and, of course, the way you've helped our team over the years.
And I'll just give you a quick little story. Randy and Jeremy and Ken, about a month ago approximately, I get a call from one of our associates in the great Jimmy Parrish was in Weatherford, Texas.
Yep, he was.
And he was going to write some business, and he was short of some supplies that hadn't showed up yet. So about midnight, I finally got him out of the Italian restaurant and delivered supplies to his hotel.
Oh, man, that's great.
Well, here's the point. You gotta help all the folks in prepaid legal, no matter what it is. He would have done the same for me, and that's just the spirit of the team. Wouldn't you agree?
You know, Mark, if you check my history from the day one, I've always tried to do that. Like I had one of Dave Sabola's people. Well, she may be on the call tonight. I'm just busy with today. I'm trying to help her. You know, I had someone from another team today because I know you'll just like you just said it. You helped our team. Didn't get paid extra dime. But it's what we're all about, helping each other, because if I help your team, you'll help my team, and maybe they'll help somebody else's team. It all works out.
Well, and the only reason I bring that up is not, you know, I would have done that for anybody, you know. But
right.
It wasn't, and I don't want any accolades for doing that. I just think it's cool that here's a guy from Alabama. He's out working. He's on the road. You just said he made platinum. That's what reminded me of that.
Exactly.
You know, here's a guy out working hard, man. That's what the business is all about, and I tell you, it's just a lot of fun to have friends in the business like that.
You know, that guy you're talking about, Jimmy Parrish, you know, he's only one's beating him right now in sales this year is Rob Best so far. Jimmy's out there working. Of course, Rob's out of work. got a lot of people out there working. We got a good army moving, and every army has to have soldiers, and we got the soldiers out there getting the job done. I better quit because I know there's other people. But, Mark, thank you for being on the call tonight.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Appreciate you for being our guest speaker tonight. But now I want to go out to the state of New Mexico, to Albuquerque, the $250,000 ring earner. Of course, he's a Millionaire Club member, and that's Mr. Kyle Kimbrell. Kyle, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me?
I can, Kyle. I know you want to share some information about the breakout session after the convention. So would you like to share that with our team tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was great to hear Mr. Brown on the call there. I remember 95, 96, convention, and I showed up there, and all of a sudden they said, this is a new guy and gold executive director, and no one knew his name. And, of course, he just took prepaid legal by storm there. And obviously all of us that are in group marketing done that over the years appreciate what he's done and committed to that process. And then obviously the networking side, too. And, you know, and him just talking about, you know, helping Mr. Parrish. And congratulations to Jimmy for making platinum again. That is awesome. But, you know, we are we're a team, we're a family, you know, we're a unit in prepaid legal services. And so it's just neat to hear stories by that because, you know, one of the things I sent an email the other day and I said, you know, leaders lead all the time, regardless of whether or not they're being paid or compensated.
And that's true.
That's true. What leaders do. That's leadership. And I just appreciate stories, and I appreciate obviously someone who's had the longevity of myself. I appreciate all the leadership moments that I've benefited from, and it's taught me hopefully to try to be a good leader myself. And little things like that we don't want to take for granted. But one of the things that is always a highlight of any convention is that when those of us that are on the same team get the opportunity to come together as a family, and come together to create our own culture, come together and just hug one another. And that's what we're going to do again on 9-1-1, 9-11, September 11th, Sunday, after the official conference, leadership conference is over. We're going to come together for a team breakout at the Embassy Suites Hotel. It's the market for those of you. You may want to jot this down. I'm going to have Mr. Moore send out an email tomorrow to make sure we have all the details. But it's the market. If you just Google search Embassy Suites Market Center, it's just about 3 miles, 3 or 4 minutes from the American Airlines Center. So it's right there on I-35 between the American Airlines Center and Love Field. I know that's where I'm flying in on Southwest. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Embassy Suites Hotel. And let me just say that pre-registration is closed. I'm going to repeat, pre-registration is closed, but walk-ins are accepted. Now, that day is going to be a very special day, not only for us, but for the whole nation, because that's the 10-year anniversary of 9-1-1. And ironically, right across from the Embassy Center, just a little bit south on the freeway, you have the World Trade Center building, you know, as the Dallas World Trade Center. But I saw that last year, and I'm like, that's kind of weird, you know, because we were there about the same time last year. But that is we're going to kick off the team breakout with a moment, or not a moment, but several moments or a few minutes of just remembrance of the greatest tragedy or terrorist act on American soil. That's the 10-year anniversary. And we're going to have images on the PowerPoint of that event and all the things that happened. Remember those first responders, and obviously other people have lost their lives. We're going to have a bagpipe person come in. We ask that everyone, if there's a time to be at a breakout on time, it's this one, because we have to start promptly, because we are going to start right about 9 o'clock and have the bagpiper come in and show those images and remember. And so that is going to be a very probably emotional thing for all of us. It's probably going to be an emotional weekend just because of the new launch of Prepaid League. I've been telling people that it's a new image. It's a new. We have new tools. It's a new season in prepaid legal, but then we're also going to be remembering something from a decade past that's affected a lot of people and affected really the whole course of our nation and the reason why we have sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and spouses overseas serving our country because of that event. So the ramifications are just transcend a lot of things. Now, the speakers for that day, we're obviously going to have our team founder, Mr. Ken Moore, his son, Mr. Randy Moore, Jeremy Moore, my wife, Lisa, is going to be a speaker, myself, Mr. Ryan Burns is on the schedule, Chrissy Costa, one of the executive directors in the Dallas Forum, a former DJ, going to be help hosting and seeing the event. We're going to have door prizes. It's scheduled from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. A walk-in is accepted. Again, Embassy Suites, Market Center. We'll get the email out tomorrow. I'll be the Moores will be sending out. I'll be sending one out, and we look forward to seeing everyone there. We encourage everyone to get your Moore T-shirts and that was sent out. The email that was sent out by Ken and Randy today. Make sure you have that. We may have some available more at the breakout. And we just look forward to everyone coming together and being a family and remembering a very special day in our nation's history and a very special day. It'll be the first new full day after the launch as Alan Fernley introduces their vision and the new image and new branding of Prepaid Legal Services the day before. So very exciting times, very emotional times. And we look forward to seeing everyone there. So, Ken, Randy, Jeremy, appreciate the time.
All right, Mr. Kimbrell, appreciate you being on. Appreciate you promoting for that big event. The breakout session is always one of the biggest events that we have at any of the conventions, and we look forward to seeing everyone there. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call right back to you.
But did Jeff Hughes ever get on, Randy?
Jeff did not make it on. I went ahead and announced it at the beginning.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Well, Kyle, great job. Appreciate you stepping up the bat there. Appreciate everybody on the team. Folks, this will be emotional. We have several people that had people lost, like Bob Griffin didn't have a 9/11, but the Oklahoma City bombing, he had his sister lost. So there's a lot of emotions going on in the world today, and we can offer those people something. One thing we can do is offer them support. We can offer them belief. We can offer them prayer, and we can show our respect for all servicemen and women where they serve now, in the past, are just getting started. So this is going to be a great time, folks. It's going to be a great time. I'm looking for each and every one of you there. Let's just keep on, like we always say, let's keep on putting God first and family second and then prepaid third, whatever we call it after this, but it'll always be prepaid to me because we're going to be selling prepaid. But, you know, this is just going to be some great times. And next Monday night, we'll do the best we can to recap. But remember, we can recap all we want to. It still won't be like being there, but we'll do the very best we can. God bless you, each one. See you in Dallas, Texas. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.